Hi, this is Kyla calling from the LAO for a sound check.
Hey, Kyla, this is Mike 1.
Sounds good.
Mike 2.
Mike 2 sounds good.
Mike 3.
Mike 3 sounds good.
Mike 4.
Mike 4 sounds good.
Mike 5.
Mike 5 sounds good.
Mike 6.
Mike 6 sounds good.
Let's push him down. Because when you look at down the table, you see the microphone in their forehead.
Oh, yeah. You push it down, huh?
Yeah, just shut them down instead of up.
Yeah, but
holding.
Mic 4?
Mic 4 sounds good.
Mic 5?
Mic 5 sounds good.
Mic 6?
Mic 6 sounds good.
Chair Mic 1?
Chair mic sounds good.
And chair mic 2.
Chair mic 2 sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyla.
Yep, have a good meeting.
Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's March 24th. We're in State Capitol Senate Finance Room. Present today, we have Chairman Olson, Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We have five items on today's agenda. First being Senate Bill 164, Eliminate Tax Discounts, SGR 29, Constitutional Amendment for Education Funding, Senate Bill 170, Gaming Electronic Pull Tabs, Senate Bill 167, Criminal Convictions, Overturns Receipt, Past PFDs, and finally Senate Bill 130, Fisheries Product Development Tax Credits. This brings us to the first item on today's agenda, Senate Bill 164, Eliminate Tax Discounts. This bill was first heard last week on March the 17th. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. There were no amendments submitted. I invite Senator Merrick to the table to reintroduce what Senate Bill 64 does. Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to you and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Kelly Merrick, Senate District L in beautiful Chugiak Eagle River, and thank you for hearing Senate Bill 164 again. As a brief recap, Senate Bill 164 was inspired by the Indirect Expenditure Report with recommendations from the Nonpartisan Legislative Finance Division. This bill eliminates the motor fuel tax timely filing credit, the tobacco products tax timely filing deduction, the cigarette stamp tax discount, and the tire fee timely filing discount. The Department of Revenue estimates SB 164 could raise nearly $500,000 for the state, and that's revenue that I'm sure we can find good purposes for. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Merrick. Do members of the Senate Finance Committee have questions for the senator? Seeing none, closing comments? No.
No, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 164, Version I, from committee with the individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill will move from committee. We'll take brief IDs while members sign the report. Senate Finance Committee back to order. The second item on today's agenda is Senate Joint Resolution 29, a constitutional amendment for education funding. This resolution was heard last week. We took public testimony that time and no amendments came forward. This resolution would allow the legislature to create a dedicated fund to education. Education has been considered one of our highest priorities. It would be, if passed by the legislature, it would go before the voters of the people it takes a two-thirds vote of each body to pass the resolution, and a simple majority of the electorate to establish this fund. Are there any questions by members of the committee? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you to the resolution sponsor. So we already have a couple of education funds under this legislation. So I guess since we already have those funds, what would this do differently than with respect to the funds we already have?
This would allow the legislature to deposit funds directly into the fund at a larger amount. The funds that we have presently do not raise substantial amounts of funds, so this would give the opportunity to raise whatever the legislature decides. Senator Kaufman.
Would the funds in the current education funds, such as higher education fund and the public school fund, would those funds be candidates for basically under this resolution, declaring as part of all that, or what would their standing be?
Their standing would remain unchanged.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Stedman.
I think for clarity, Mr. Chairman, the old school fund that was started in 1916 or somewhere back in there has a payout of 5%. I think that's what they said yesterday, 5%. You're just like a portfolio. And then this fund, if it was created, would be a dedicated fund where you could attach some revenue source, and it would go into that fund, and then the legislature would appropriate those funds to the K-12 education system, flow them through. So if we decided to do a box tax on exporting sport-caught fish, for example, $10, and this is just hypothetical, that $10 collection then would go into the account, and then that account or that fund then would be appropriated out to K-12. It may supplant other funds, and it may not in K-12. I think that'd be up to the legislature at the time.
In the past, legislators have been reluctant to initiate taxes because they do not know where those dollars would be appropriated by the legislature. The future legislators may feel more supportive of revenue measures if they knew that it was those dollars were going to go toward education funding. Further questions? Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Joint Resolution 29, Version A, from committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that resolution passes to the next committee of referral, which would be the Rules Committee. Take a brief at ease while members sign the report. call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. The third item on today's agenda is Senate Bill 170, Gaming, Electronic Pull Tabs. This bill was first heard on February 24th. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. We do have a CS. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 170, Finance, version Qs and Quinnahock, and bring it before the committee as our working document.
And I will object for explanation and invite Liz Harpole, Senate staff, to Senator Olson to the table to explain the CS to the committee. Ms. Harpole.
Thank you. Good morning. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. This CS version Q makes a few changes. First, the CS removes the proposed change in age to play bingo from 18 back to 19 years of age or older, and to play pull tabs from 18 back to 21 years of age or older. And additionally, and perhaps the larger change to this bill, is to incorporate gaming activities on ferries, specifically Alaska Marine Highway System ferries. The CS establishes the permit fee for gaming on AMHS vessels in Section 1. It grants the Department of Revenue the authority to regulate gaming activities on Alaska Marine Highway System AMHS vessels in Section 4. Section 43 specifically outlines how gaming on ferries can be conducted, including who can participate and where and when it can happen. It provides information on permit issuance, penalties, and includes definitions for gaming activity and vessel. In Section 49, the definition of qualified organization is expanded to include the change outlined in Section 52, which grants the Department of Transportation the authority to apply for a gaming permit on behalf of AMHS and to conduct gaming activities on ferries. And then finally, the AMHS fund statute is amended to allow for the receipt of permit fees, taxes, and revenue generated from gaming activities on Marine Highway System vessels.
Thank you. I will maintain my objection while we bring forward Senator Bjorgman and his staff to the table to speak to the CS. Senator, please identify yourself for the record and explain the CS or your comments upon the CS before the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman, and Co-Chairs Stedman, Olson, and the rest of the members of the esteemed Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Senator Jesse Bjorkman. I represent the northern and central portions of the Kenai Peninsula. We appreciate the committee's work on this committee substitute and appreciate your input on the bill. And we support the committee substitute. Thank you.
With that, I would remove my objection. Is there further objection to adoption of the CS? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Are there additional questions or comments by Senate members of the prime sponsor, Senator Keel?
Mr. Chairman, just a comment. I appreciate the committee substitute. I think it's an improvement to keep the ages where they are. Fundamentally, I have an objection to the bill's expansion of gambling in Alaska, of adding a newer, more addictive method with the screens. And so I have spoken with the sponsor. He's not caught by surprise here, but I understand you'll look to the will of the committee today. This bill has a long way to go, more opportunities to work on it.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Further comments by finance members? Seeing none, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 170, Finance, version Q, from committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill will move on to its next committee referral, which would be the Rules Committee. I'll take brief at ease while members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Item 4 on today's agenda is Senate Bill 164, Criminal Conviction Overturns Receipt Past PFDs. This bill was first heard on February 24th. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. We have a CS, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 167, Finance Version I, before the committee as our working document.
And I will object and ask Ms. Harpo, staff to Senator Olson to the table to explain the CS to the Finance Committee.
Thank you. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The CS makes a change to the eligibility of criminal offenders for permanent fund dividends. In essence, what this does is it amends PFD eligibility statutes to disqualify somebody who has been convicted of murder one or murder two, but is not incarcerated. So this would be somebody who had been convicted and maybe is no longer incarcerated. Additionally, there are updates to public notice requirements being put towards the department. There's language that conforms to the restorative justice account, and there is a new applicability section that is added. This applicability section is intended to not potentially penalize somebody who may fall into this category before the bill goes into effect. And instead, this section applies to somebody, or it makes this change apply to somebody who's convicted of murder one or two after this bill goes into effect.
Any questions on the CS? I will maintain my objection while we hear from the prime sponsor. Senator Kawasaki, please come forward and your comments on the CS.
For the record, Senator Scott Kawasaki, District P, representing Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright, and Badger, and I support the work draft as proposed and thank the committee for its diligence.
With that, I will ask the committee, do we have any questions on the CS from the prime sponsor? I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to adoption of the CS? Closing comments, Senator Kawasaki.
I, once again, for the record, Scott Kawasaki, Senate District P, thank the committee for hearing this bill and for getting it moving very quickly this year.
Thank you, Senator Kawasaki. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 167, Finance Version I, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, that bill moves on to the next committee of referral, which will be the Rules Committee. We'll take a brief at ease while members sign the report. call Senate Finance Committee back to order. The final piece of legislation on today's docket is Senate Bill 130, Fisheries Product Development Tax Credit. This bill was heard on March 10th. We took public testimony at that time. One amendment has been offered, which we will address after taking up the CS. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 130 Finance, version T as in Talkeetna, and bring it before the committee as our working document.
Is there objection? Before I remove my objection, we'll have Liz Harpo come forward and explain the CS.
Thank you. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The CS before you, version T, extends the tax credit sunset date 10 years from December 31st, 2026 to December 31st, 2036. It removes from the definition of qualified investments freezers and increasing the quality and value of eligible fish, but retains other temperature-reducing technology. The CS continues to include the expansion of the definition of eligible fish to any species of fish or shellfish. And lastly, the retroactive date has been updated to January 1st, 2026.
Are there questions on the CS? We'll bring forward Senate President Stevens to the table to have comment upon the CS. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Thank you for hearing the bill. Senator Gary Stevens, Kodiak. This is an important bill. We all realize that the industry has been having a lot of difficulties lately, consolidations, a lot of issues with foreign products, like particularly with Russia. And so the industry is in need of help right now. And I believe this is a step forward. It came from the Seafood Task Force commission that met last summer and summer before that, and some really good things came out of it. This is one of the bills that really does that. It adds value. It's a value-added bill that helps the industry. I appreciate your work on this. I appreciate the amendments that have been placed before you, and certainly support the bill at this time. Glad to answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
With that, I would remove my objections. Are there any further questions on the CS? We do, seeing none, we do have an amendment by Senator Cronk. Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Amendment 1.
I would object. Explain what the CS, what the amendment does.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment is a simple change that would just prevent any fish caught with trawl gear to be used in the calculation of the Fisheries Development Production Tax. I feel it's our job as a state to develop our resources to the maximum benefit of all people, and this bill as currently written would allow multi-billion dollar companies to reduce their own obligation in paying for services that benefit everyday Alaskans, regardless of where they live in the state. Adopting this amendment would be beneficial for several key reasons. First, this amendment mitigates the negative revenue implications of this bill. Second, this amendment provides an incentive to accomplish a mutually shared goal to increase the value of Alaska seafood and incentivize decreasing bycatch. Lastly, this will help us achieve our constitutional duties in developing our resources for the maximum benefit of all Alaskans. Without this amendment, this bill would benefit multi-billion dollar industries at the expense of the people of Alaska. So this is obviously this issue is very big in my district. There's very few people in the district that I represent that wants any state money or any benefits given to the trawl industry right now with the situation where some of our fisheries are up, where we have no opportunities to catch subsistence salmon. And until we figure out this, I just don't think for my people that giving any tax breaks to any trawl caught fish is a good thing. So that's what this amendment does.
Thank you, Senator Cronk. Senator Stevens, do you have comment upon the amendment?
I'm sorry, Senator Stevens, I'm sorry I've not had a chance to look at that. I'm not sure the full implications of it. It would be quite damaging to the industry as I see it right now. So I'm sorry, I'm just not prepared to debate the issue right now.
Senator Stedman.
Yeah, thank you. I understand the concern, at least maybe not in the totality of it, but a good impact of the trawl industry relative to the rivers in interior Alaska. One of the concerns I'd have with this is the trawl fish that are processed in our smaller communities. And I think we need to, even though they're not in the eastern side of the Gulf, the western side and out in the chain might impact, and most likely would negatively impact, any shoreside processing that is done. And I think we need to be careful or cognizant in any way when we take a look at our processing facilities that we don't put them in a position where they are financially impacted to the point they can't process other fish, the less valuable, lower volume, smaller fishing fleet boats, and put those processors, shoreside processors, out of business. And those small communities won't be able to, they won't have a place to sell their product. So this might have some collateral damage that goes beyond the issue. And I don't think, Mr. Chairman, this is going to, this bill would incentivize and stimulate expansion of the trawl industry. I look at it more as stabilizing the other fisheries. So I think there could be kind of collateral damage with this. Well intended.
Brief Eddie's. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Are there additional comments by members of the Finance Committee? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the desire behind this amendment. I think bycatch is a serious problem. And amendment yes, no. Bill yes, no. More needs to be done to address the bycatch problem. I think there need to be significant investments in the technology that right now spends too much time dragging the bottom and does too much damage down there, catches too many halibut when it's going after pollock. I think there need to be significant restrictions put in place that require a more selective catch effort to avoid bycatch because it's a problem. The concern I have with this amendment is that those rules, those requirements to reduce bycatch are costly. New gear is costly, new technology is costly, more selective fishing effort makes it tougher to break even on the fishing grounds. And so if we take away the possibility of more value add, which brings with it or should bring with it greater profitability, I'm concerned that we actually reduce the industry's ability to reduce bycatch. It's a little counterintuitive. It's sort of a second level effect, but when I think about the economics of it, Alaska is not a price maker or a price taker, especially when it comes to white fleshed fish. And so the ability to get more value out of the resource has to be sustainably harvested. It's not being sustainably enough harvested today. We do need to make progress on that. But the ability for the industry to be profitable and sustainable, I don't want to damage that. So I don't think I can support this amendment.
Further comments on the amendment by members of the Senate Finance Committee? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you. To the maker of the amendment,
just wondering, is all trawling equal? Is there better performing trawling? And I guess I'm just wondering, is this casting a wide net? I'm sorry.
That's good.
And should it perhaps be more articulated if it is to be, this amendment is to be accepted, to deal with nuance around who's, there may be trawling operations that are not somehow dragging the bottom too much or have already upgraded their equipment, or some other questions. I just wonder if it's a bit broad.
Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for that question. I think you have trawl and you have pelagic trawl, right? And both of them are on the bottom. Just, you know, for example, 2 years ago, they shut the trawl down that was in state waters because they caught 2,000 kings. But in today's world, 2,000 kings could be all that's returning to a single river. That could be the make or break of those runs, right? So trawl is trawl. I mean, and I know most trawl is, if you have to declare both of them, like trawl is on the bottom, pelagic trawl is really a sticking on the bottom 60% of the time. So both of them are hitting bottoms. Both of them are, you know, creating some issues on the ocean floor.
Senator Kaufman? Closing further comments upon the amendment? Senator Merrick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the maker of the amendment, does this amendment in any way penalize the trawl industry, or does it just keep things status quo if it were to pass?
Senator Cronk?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Merrick, basically just this doesn't allow the tax credit for the any trawl caught fish. It doesn't hurt any other fishery. It just stops the tax credit for anything that's caught with trawl.
Senator Merrick.
Thank you.
Senator Merrick, do you have Senator Stedman?
Yeah, just for clarification, so the equipment that's purchased and they utilize a tax credit, then they would be excluded from using the equipment on any trawl caught product. Is that correct?
Senator Cronk.
Due to chair. Yes. Again, right, I think I brought it up, is this is a, they brag about it. This is a billion-dollar industry. I'm not saying all boats are in the billion-dollar industry part, but they make a lot of money. So I feel that we should not be giving them tax breaks to do this. They can pay for their own way.
Okay. Further questions by Senate Finance members? Closing comments on the amendment, Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate, you know, having the opportunity to talk, you know, and again, I support commercial fishing. I don't want to hurt any industry, but when our people can't catch fish, there's problems out there, and, you know, there's only so much we can do that we have tangibles to stop, and I believe this is something that we need to highlight and focus on and be better at. Again, I don't want to hurt. I believe in the fishing industry and stuff, but the trawl industry is something that I just have to stand up and fight against and make sure that we're doing better. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cronk. I maintain my objection. Roll call, please. Oh, Senator Olson. Brief at ease. Senate Finance Committee back to order. Roll call, please.
Senator Kaufman.
No.
Senator Keel.
No.
Senator Merrick.
Yes.
Senator Cronk.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Three yeas, four nays.
Motion fails. Do we have a motion to move the bill from committee, Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 130, version T, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill moves to the next committee referral, which will be the Rules Committee. Take a brief IDs while members sign the report. I'll send the Finance Committee back to order. That concludes the meeting today. This afternoon, to the chagrin of the members of the committee, this afternoon's meeting has been canceled. Our next meeting was scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The agenda will be decided at a later point. With that, we stand adjourned until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.